Turn with me, if you would, to Luke, the 23rd chapter. Luke, chapter 23. Luke, the 23rd chapter. You're already there, some of you. We're going to be looking tonight, beginning with verse 39. Luke, chapter 23, beginning with verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then look at verse 42 and 43. Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The plan of salvation conceived in the very heart of God before he ever created man is coming to fruition on a Friday just outside of Jerusalem. Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, is led to a place called Calvary. He's thrown to the ground, nailed hand and feet to a cross of wood. And the torturous death of the cross begins. The cross of Christ is positioned between two other crosses, each of those two crosses occupied by a condemned criminal. Every breath becomes a struggle. As dehydration worsens, the loss of blood escalates. The muscles of Jesus, from his shoulders to his feet, begin to cramp. Now, most scholars agree that Jesus was crucified about 9 a.m. And by about 11 o'clock, 2 hours later, Jesus' suffering has intensified and the heat of the day has begun to add to his ongoing agony. The Son of God is literally hanging, suspended between heaven and earth, the very earth that he himself created. It was about 11 o'clock when one of the other condemned prisoners begins to blaspheme Jesus, to make fun of our Lord. In jest, he says, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." Here was a condemned man just hours away from taking his very last breath and refusing to see Jesus Christ for who he is. The Bible says, look there with me, beginning with verse 40. He says, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?'" Now friends, here is a man who is suffering the very same slow, painful, agonizing death as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's suffering on a cross. But in the midst of his pain, in the midst of his agony, he is given eyes of faith to see who Jesus really is. And he rebukes the other prisoner. And he says, "Don't you even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation?" In the midst of his pain, in the midst of his torture that he himself was going through, this condemned sinner recognizes Jesus as God. Next, I want us to see his confession of sin. And it's there in verse 41. He says, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." In his own simple and yet profound way, he recognizes the sinless nature of God the Son. He probably didn't even realize what an eternal and profound statement that he was making. What he may not have realized is that in the 33 years that Jesus occupied a human body, he really and truly had never done anything wrong, much less anything deserving the punishment that he was receiving. And that's why he was worthy to bear our sins in his body. And then I want you to look with me at verse 42. The Bible says, "Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.'" Matthew Henry says, "This is the prayer of a dying sinner to a dying Savior." Here, he both acknowledges Jesus as Lord and professes his belief that Jesus has a kingdom. And then I want us to notice his humility. He didn't set about to tell Jesus how to treat him or ask any kind of special favors. He simply requests that when, not if, but when you come into your kingdom, would you please just remember me? Just remember me. Verse 43 says, "And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Herein lies the word of salvation that I've been charged to preach tonight. You see, Jesus died on the cross not only to purchase the forgiveness of our sins, but also to purchase eternal life for you and for me. By his death on that cross and his glorious resurrection, Jesus Christ opened the kingdom of heaven to all who will hear the good news, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess their sin, repent of their sin, and obediently follow him as Savior and Lord. Amen. What a picture. What a picture of the grace of our precious Lord. Here was a man who had nothing to offer. He had nothing to give and no opportunity to work for the Lord in any capacity whatsoever. His salvation experience is a great picture for us. It's a great picture of salvation for us, because the word of salvation is by grace through faith plus nothing. Father and a son were riding in a wagon trying to outrace a prairie fire that was fast catching up with them. They were soon going to be caught by the fire because it was moving so rapidly. The father and the son got out of the wagon, and the father began to dig a ditch in a form of a circle. And he set fire to the grass inside of that circle. Then he pulled the wagon and his son inside the circle after the fire had gone out. He burned a big space for them to stand. And as the fire came upon them, the fire was raging. And the son said, "Dad, we've got to get out of here." And he said, "No, son, stand." "But Dad, the fire." "Trust me, son, stand." "Yeah, but we've got to run. We've got to get away." He said, "Son, you stand. Trust your father and stand." "How can I stand when I'm surrounded by fire?" And he said, "My son, this place where we are standing has already been burned. I just set it on fire about 15 minutes ago. All the fire can do is to come in around us, but it can't touch us. Once the ground has been burned, it can't be burned again. There's nothing to feed, to fuel the fire. And once it's been burned, it can't be burned again." Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, God's own Son, was burned under the fire of God's wrath. And my friend, if you stand on Christ and His accomplishment on the cross, you can't be burned again. But we want to try to outrun the fire. We want to try to beat the evil one. We want to try and work to avoid the fire when all we have to do is stand on the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. My friend, that is the word of salvation.